Okay, so Joel said the title of my talk. We work on approaches to apply pathogens in applied settings. And the crux of this ARS is tree, fruit, and potatoes. So this project has been one of my main projects for the last 2 years. And because I always forget, I'd like to put my acknowledgements up front.
Usually feed on humans. And they're found in close proximity to a host in aggregations.
With the antimony, it usually reacts pretty quickly. The lesions begin to close up very quickly. And we don't know if these treated lesions are what the parasite load is in these lesions and the potential for them to pick up the parasite from these lesions. We're trying to increase awareness of this, that the guys do need to kind of keep these lesions protected and covered when they're, especially at night if they're in areas where they may be getting by sand flies.
Thank you, Ed. So we have to move on. There are certainly many more questions, but we need to move on to the next speaker, who is Eka Yorobiani. She's from Republic of Georgia, Tbilisi. She's at the National Center of Disease Control, and she's going to talk to us about. I got to get out of here first. She's going to talk to us about visceral leishmaniasis in Tbilisi.
As we mentioned, to study the ivermectin and its effect on the sand flies and the leishmania within the sand flies. But first of all, there is three names of this product, ivermectin 1B and ivermectin 1A and ivermectin. But all these names have the same component of the drug. So ivermectin are a semi-synthetic antibiotics derived from soil bacterium Streptomyces avermititis, originally discovered in Japan in 1975. And this drug is widely used as an anti-parasitic drug in the human and the veterinary medicine, using to treat the onchocerciasis and lymphatic filariasis and dehydrated disease. And also this drug is also used as an insecticidal compound against a variety of insects and carrion pest species. But also this drug is little is known about the effect of this drug on sand flies and leishmaniasis. So the objective of this research to determine whether animals that were pre-treated with the standard veterinary doses of ivermectin develop blood levels of drug that affect the blood feeding sand flies and the developing stages of leishmania within this sand flies. So the method used in this study, the colonized Phlebotomus mebetaceae and the Leishmania major have been used in this study. And the ivermectin treated hamster, actually we prepared three groups of hamsters. The first group was dosed via single subcutaneous inoculation containing 200 microgram per kilogram body weight of ivermectin. And the other group was inoculated with 400 microgram per kilogram of ivermectin, and the last group or the third group was used as a control group. So the drug level in the hamster, actually we already measured the level of the ivermectin as a treated hamster. We took only 1 ml of the blood from the treated hamster in different time post treatment and using the HPLC or high performance liquid chromatography to measure this level in the serum of the hamster. And for sand fly feeding to establish leishmania infections. Actually, we infect the sand flies using crushed or grind lesions of infected bulbousy mice and then mixed this suspension or this grind lesions with the hamster blood and then exposed to the sand flies to feed through the membrane feeding to establish leishmania infection. And after this flies feeding, and leave this flies for almost 9 to 10 days, and after 9 to 10 days, this group of flies exposed to refeed upon the hamsters that already received ivermectin in different days, in different time, post ivermectin dosage to the hamsters. And then mortality of sandflies was monitored daily after blood feeding. And then following exposure to sandfly feeding, the hamsters were also monitoring daily for evidence of infection for 1 to 3 months after exposing to sandflies. Also, we did an experiment to study the effect of ivermectin on calcium broom mast goats. At a different concentration of ivermectin, 750 microgram per ml and 500 microgram per ml until 50 microgram per ml, this was exposed, were added to 1 ml of aliquot of counted calcium broom mast goats, and then mortality was assessed by light microscope at time 0 and 1 and 2 and 24 hour post exposure. So the result, and that's what this chart or this graph shows, the ivermectin serum level, it's not plasma, is the serum level in the hamster at 4, 1, 2, 6, 10 days post exposure for the high dose and the low dose. And as we can see in this graph, that the highest concentration level of the serum was detected after 4 hours post treatment for the high dose and low dose. And then the level of the ivermectin declined slowly for over 10 days post administrations. And what we would like to say here that the rapid absorption of the ivermectin after inoculation of the hamster, and also the fast dissemination of the ivermectin in the body of the animals. So, what is the effect of this nanogram level on the sandfly? This is, can explain this in this graph, the cumulative daily mortality of the groups of the sandflies that feed on the different days post hamster administration of the ivermectin. And as we can see here, the control groups, the red line, survived for almost 26 days, where all the sandflies that feed close to the time of administration caused mortality. And as we can see in the blue line here, that the sandflies that fed 4 hours post feeding of the animals, post administration of the ivermectin, that almost about 40% of the flies died within 24 hours, and all the flies died within 48 hours. And for the second and third group of the flies that fed 1 day and 2 days post hamster administrations, that also caused mortality and almost about 80% of the flies group that fed 1 day post hamster administration, 80% of these flies have been died, and all the flies died within 6 days. So what's interesting here, for the group of the flies that fed 10 days post hamster administrations, also was a significant mortality significant between this group and the control group. And for the low dose, even for the low dose, that 200 microgram per kilogram, that for the groups of flies that fed four hours and 1 day and 2 days post hamster administrations, also it was a significant mortality between these groups and the control groups. And we took all this data and statistical analysis using the ANOVA, and we found the mean survival of the group of the flies that fed in the high dose and low dose, that the first two, the groups that fed 4 hours post hamster administrations, that these flies live almost about 1 day. The mean survival of this group was only 1 day. Compared with the control group, that live the mean survival of this control group almost about 11 days post 0.5. This for the 400 microgram, and also the same for the low doses, that the mean survival of these groups, significant difference between these groups and the control group. And for the effect of this level of ivermectin in the feeding of the sandflies and the leishmania within the sandflies, that actually when we dissect this sandflies, we found the broom mast goat within the sandflies as the control is healthy and the mortality and resistant to the nanogram of level of the ivermectin. And all the sandflies that fed on the treated animals. That cause, you know, lesions, that means that the nanogram level of the ivermectin in the animals doesn't have any effect on the bromastogote or amastogote stage and develop well as a control. So we did an experiment to find out the effect of ivermectin on the cultured bromastogotes. And as we can see here in this table, the high dose 750 microgram per ml caused almost about 37% of the mortality for the bromastogote once, you know, or at zero time, and after 1 hour post exposure to this concentration of drug, 96% of the bromastogote was died, and all the other bromastogote was died within 24 hours. And when we allocated this or diluted this concentration to reach to 50 microgram per ml, we found after 24 hours that almost about 53% of the bromastogote was died within 24 hours. This means that the bromastogote are resistant for the nanogram level and they need a high concentration of ivermectin to be affected. So, conclusion of this research. Our research has demonstrated that Phyllobotomus babatiae is actually sensitive to blood levels of ivermectin in the rodent host that it feeds upon. And the blood levels of ivermectin able to significantly reduce sandfly survival are easily achieved by standard subcutaneous dosing of ivermectin at either 400 microgram or 200 microgram. And for the 400 microgram dose of ivermectin reduced significant mortality among blood feeding sandflies for up to 10 days post-dosing. And the 200 microgram dosing reduced significant mortality for only 2 to 3 days following the dosing. So while Phyllobotomus babatiae was shown to be highly sensitive to susceptible to nanogram level of ivermectin, the culture bromastogote of Leishmania major were relatively unaffected and they did not suffer significantly